We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Trains and train stations have become a hotspot for postcard wars violence, with police forced to increase patrols to crack down on the knife crime epidemic. New figures reveal New South Wales police have confiscated over 700 knives from trains and train stations alone in the first 9 months of this year, with many weapons taken off people under the age of 19. The Daily Telegraph spent a night out on the streets with New South Wales police as part of the new mini docu-series investigation, The War Youngblood. Detective Inspector Andrew Evans said their intelligence suggests that most knife crime occurs within 500 metres of train stations right across the state. And to read more on our investigation, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app. The Nationals will formally oppose the Albanese government's proposed referendum on an Aboriginal voice to Parliament. Nationals leader David Littleproud was joined by the entire Nationals party room, with the exception of Darren Chester, who's in New York. Northern Territory Senator Jacinta Price said the party decided to oppose the voice after long consultations with constituents, including Indigenous Australians, she said, had far greater priorities. The announcement puts further pressure on the Liberal Party to formally declare a position on The Voice. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Secret talks are underway to hand over public land in Sydney's east to the local Aboriginal Land Council, which could put the future of community organisations at risk. The Daily Telegraph can reveal that Randwick City Council has been engaged in talks with the La Perouse Local Aboriginal Land Council and the state government under a veil of secrecy for 5 years. The confidential negotiations are part of a scheme which is designed as a way to resolve a backlog of Indigenous land rights claims. If an agreement is reached, more than 283 hectares of Crown land would be transferred. And sending your child to the local public primary school in Western Sydney sets them up for academic success just as much as some of Sydney's ritziest private schools. That's according to an independent analysis of NAPLAN results, which has revealed the schools which consistently performed the best in the Year 5 and Year 9 tests between 2017 and 21. The best school in the state was Sydney Grammar School in Darlinghurst, but there are numerous low-fee schools and public schools that have consistently outperformed elite private schools, charging primary school parents $30,000. That's your headlines for breaking news and updates throughout the day. Take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.